And welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Monday, November 23rd, 2020. Today in the news, the recent surge in Bitcoin's price has created some new believers, but the cryptocurrency will never supplant gold as a store of value or medium of exchange, reports Fox Business. Gold, widely viewed as a safe haven during periods of market upheaval, has value not only in trade, but also in its use in fine jewelry and electrical conductivity. Bitcoin is generated by verification of transactions in a blockchain digital ledger. It has no other use than as a limited medium of exchange and has historically been subject to wide price swings. It's a massive pump and dump, says Peter Schiff, CEO of Pacific Capital. COVID-19 vaccines, when ready, should be available for those who want them. Yet it's possible that the fabricated hysteria over COVID-19 virus will make people reject injections. Why? Because authorities have lost their trust regarding everything to do with the virus, reports Michael Fimento at Issues and Insights. If they can't trust them over the cases and deaths, why trust them over the safety and efficacy of vaccines? Indeed, polls show a steady decline in those who say they would immediately receive a coronavirus vaccine, only 58% of Americans in the latest survey. If governments and health authorities want to gain public trust in a vaccine, they need to win back the public trust regarding coronavirus generally by telling the truth. There's no quicker way to scare people off than by making the vaccine mandatory. In the debate over the coronavirus policy, there's been far too little focus on the cost of lockdowns, reports AIER. It's common for the proponents of these interventions to write articles and large studies without even mentioning the downsides. So AIER takes a brief look at the cost of the stringencies in the United States and around the world in seven areas, including stay-at-home orders, closings of business and schools, restrictions on gatherings, shutting of arts and sports, restrictions on medical services, and interventions in freedom of movement. And lastly, the economic emergency facing the global economy in 2021 is not COVID, writes Jeff Snyder at Real Clear Markets. It's overreactive governments who are arbitrarily imposing their authority. That's the big problem. The economic damage, however, has already been done twice. Unrest and disarray have become more the operative states in political and social factors. The answer, he says, is to stop looking to central banks for answers. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.